Yeah, that's great.
Mark's
Sorry?
Mark's
building. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so at the Mark's building, not 90 Plain, at the Mark's building. And I think it's important that we go there, as this might be our last meeting for this term, and our composition might look different in future. So let us go over to this report now. This is basically a legacy report that we need to adopt about all our activities of the past term. Now, I don't want to know what you want me to do. Do you want me to put one page by the other, or do you have specific issues that you want to raise? Okay. So is there, let me put it like this then. I will maybe just open up with, there is just one small issue in the whole report. Let's take the report as a whole. That I didn't think was formulated that well. On page 19, challenges emerging, it says Russia uses temporary accommodation centers for asylum seekers and rejected asylum seekers. I mean, that is, suppose they reject asylum seekers sometimes and other times not. What was meant by that, Adam?
Well, basically, they use a similar facility for both those who are applying and for those who are rejected. So rather than having like Lindela and a refugee reception center, they have a combined facility for both. But we can take out both. We can just say asylum seekers in general.
Oh, you mean those who have been rejected also stay in these temporary accommodation centers?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe just reformulate it to say, and those asylum seekers that have been rejected, or something like that, because it there is a bit of confusion that may arise from that. Any other point of any other member about this legacy report? That's the only issue I have. Doesn't look like it. Can I have a proposal for adoption? I have that from Honorable Peterson Maduna, and someone seconding that, please. Second, Honorable MDC. Thank you. The report is then adopted as it stands here. Last thing on the agenda is the matter of a letter that we received, or that the chairperson received from Honorable De Freitas on the regulations that have apparently been published. We have yes. Sorry?
Yes.
Honorable member, if you can come with us to lunch if you want to, but otherwise you can be released at this point. Thank you so much for assisting us. Ons waardeer dit opreg. Die Noord-Kaapse steun. So, yes, the chairperson and I have discussed this, and we agreed to try and get the department here, but we were unfortunately informed by them that the notice we gave them was a bit short. So the best I can actually offer at this point in time is, in other words, we don't have them here, Honorable De Freitas, unfortunately. And we had a lengthy presentation now as well from the ISC. So the best I can offer, I think this is supposed to be our last meeting. But, you know, we can consider having another meeting. I will discuss it with the chairperson and see what she has to say for that particular purpose. But we can't really take it much further than that today. Is that acceptable? Okay. Then I'm actually very sorry the chairperson is not here today, as this might be our last meeting. Let me just thank you from my side and on her behalf for, I think, a good term that we've had. We had our differences of opinion, But we also resolved many of those differences in quite an amicable manner, and I think that we actually were a well-functioning committee that did the job that we were required to do. So thank you very much for your attendance of meetings, for your participation, and for the spirit in which we have had been able to conduct our meetings. Thank you so much. Lunch to be served in the Marx building now, and try and attend it, as it's a sort of a farewell lunch, maybe, in a sense. No, of course, but we don't know how they will deploy us. And we don't know where the DA would deploy Honorable de Freitas, for example, you know. Although they don't use the word deployment in their party, as far as I'm aware.
Thank you.
Meeting is adjourned.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay.